Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Playoff basketball is a different game.
You got numbers if they push it.
Middleton gives it on and a Kupo! Flying down the lane.
This is a playoff week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Red Tail Golf Center Spring Tent Sale. Friday, April 20th through Sunday the 22nd. Up to 50% off everything golf. Visit golfredtail.com for more details.
Lillard spinning with a left hand. He sets up and tosses a three and hits another one. Damian Lillard is just being ridiculous now.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I'm happy, definitely.
The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Wednesday. Hope your Wednesdays are going well. Thanks for being with us here on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan.
Overwhelmingly. I don't know why I said profoundly. Overwhelmingly.
Profound takes at the Fan text line 55.
Maybe that's where I was going with that.
Yeah. Proper use in a sentence, I would say.
People saying, give me Blazers over Mariners.
They are saying that. I get it. You've been to the playoffs. The Mariners have not been to the playoffs. It's also been really crappy to be a Blazer fan for the last 17 years.
Right. Now, add another pile of crap, and now you're a Mariner fan. Somebody had a funny point. See how angry John is? He was watching Astros Mariners last night. And look, if you love baseball more than basketball, which he probably does, God bless you. But I was like, dude, tune into the playoff game. He goes, I don't know. Pretty big series right now with Astros Mariners.
That's like, how baseball fans feel, man. Doesn't matter the time of year. It's always a big series. It's the beauty of the sport. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit here. We've talked a lot of Major League Baseball to Portland and Blazers. That's basically been the first 2 hours of our show. So let's get to some football tidbits because, believe it or not, Brandon Sprague, the NFL draft, it's a week from tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Let that sink in for a second.
Yes, it is.
A week from tomorrow. Well, a story came out today about one of the highly regarded prospects in this year's draft, and that player is Saquon Barkley. And a report came out, surfaced, that folks in his camp, he's in the Roc Nation camp, I believe that's the Jay-Z company out there, that they have suggested to him refuse playing in Cleveland and try and demand your way to play for the New York Giants. Now, his camp has since come out and said, we would never do that.
Yeah, they have denied this.
We would be thrilled with whichever team drafts Saquon Barkley in the top five. But, I mean, look, there's probably some validity to this. They don't want him in Cleveland. You'd rather have him in New York. I kind of get that's a no-brainer. But should this be a concern for NFL teams worrying about Saquon Barkley?
I don't think any team should ever be concerned about anything that's put out on the rumor mill. If privately he is telling teams like Eli and his camp did going into the draft, I will not play in San Diego. I want to go to New York. Okay. Then you have an actual situation on your hands. But if you're a top 10 talent, which most people would consider Saquon Barkley, that I don't think any team is worried about this. He doesn't want to play in Cleveland. I mean, who really does? Even Sam Darnold, the golden boy in this draft who says, oh, I want to play anywhere. Dude, if you ask Sam Darnold if he would rather play in New York or...
Yeah, you give him the truth serum. Of course,
any team in the top 10, he's picking them over Cleveland. That's just the reality of being Cleveland. But no, I don't think this is a big concern.
Yeah, that was one it made me chuckle. Like, no crap, he's going to say something like that. He'd rather be in New York than Cleveland. Although, I think you can argue almost, depending on what Cleveland does with the number one pick or with the rest of their first round picks, that the future could be brighter in Cleveland than it is in New York. But until you see it, I understand it. The other main story around the NFL has been Tom Brady. This was floated out today by Adam Schefter, who sent out a tweet basically to the effect of that folks around the league still don't know if Tom Brady is going to play football in 2018.
And wait a minute. You forgot something there, buddy. You forgot something there. is breaking news this morning.
Oh, breaking news. We don't know if Tom Brady's going to play or not in 2018.
He hasn't committed. But most people around him say they think he plays still.
Most people inside the organization say, yeah, he's probably going to play. And one of the reasons why people think that he's going to play in 2018, despite the fact that Adam Schefter felt the need to break that news, is that Tom Brady has already made arrangements to get together with his teammates between now and the end of the offseason program to start their training camp in order to better prepare for the season
to
come.
Look, him and Belichick might really hate each other. Those reports could be true dirt. I know he's traditionally done these workouts in the past, but this guy is, he's trying to defy Father Time. Is this really a big story that he doesn't want to show up to team workouts?
An involuntary workout.
That he wanted to go hang out in Dubai with his smoking hot wife and his children and then came back and he'll set up his own throwing sessions. I'm not surprised by this. I think the Alex Guerrero thing has more legs to it because it seems that he wants to work out with him yet again. And we know how the Patriots and Bill Belichick feel about him. They don't like each other. You know what? You have an 18-year partnership. If you and I go 18 years and we're still friends, we did it wrong. I should hate you after 18 years.
That's the only way it works, man.
We spend this kind of time with one another. You're bound to just fundamentally start disagreeing on so much that your work relationship, and it can be successful, it's not the same as it once was.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots story is funny for me because, one, we just have not seen any team ever have an 18-year stretch like this. Where they are surprising people. They're coming back from a year where they didn't make the playoffs. They're going back-to-back Super Bowl champs.
Especially when the faces are the two same faces the entire time.
Right. Undefeated season, and then that gets derailed, and they come back yet again. To go in this stretch and have this run, and then do people act like it's so shocking that it's going to come to an end the next year or two, it's just laughable to me. The quarterback's going to be 41. The head coach is at a point where he either wants full power to really control the future of the franchise post Tom Brady, or he might be looking to go elsewhere. This is just natural in life.
Yeah, these ones have made me chuckle the entire time, and especially when somebody like Adam Schefter is throwing his weight behind it. Well, what I'm hearing, we still don't know. Is he playing this year? Folks don't quite know yet. If he's not playing, then he's not getting together with his wide receivers and training for the upcoming season. Tom Brady is going to play football this upcoming year. We went through a similar thing to a lesser extent with Ben Roethlisberger last offseason. Remember that? And, well, we don't know. Is Ben Roethlisberger going to play? He could walk away. Maybe he doesn't have the love for the game anymore. And then you get close enough to training camp starting when you get past all this voluntary crap that nobody wants to go to in the first place. And what happened? Ben Roethlisberger showed up, and they were a game away from the AFC title game. And the same thing is going to happen with Tom Brady. At some point, this will all come to an end. But the constant projecting when that end is going to be and trying to say it's the here and the now is the part that frustrates me. We'll know when it's the end because Tom Brady will look like Peyton Manning and he won't be able to throw a football 20 yards. And unless they have the best defense in the league, it's going to be a dumpster fire. But until then, spare me with the end of the dynasty Tom Brady's retiring crap.
Well, wait till he shows up to the mandatory workouts. It's going to be all over your ESPN screen all day.
Tom Brady showed up today. All is well.
It's going to be the same little graphic. It's going to be him jogging on with his helmet onto the practice field from far away, high-fiving teammates, Bill Belichick having a disgruntled look on his face, walking up and down the grass. And it's going to be people like Schefter talking about, some people, I believe, did not think Tom Brady was going to show up today. However, some sources say he decided to.
Ah, dear Lord.
Thanks, Adam.
Dear Lord.
Appreciate
we'll get there.
That.
I can't wait till he shows up. Put this one to bed. Hey, there are a couple of TV notes I want to bring up real quick. Do you see what Peyton Manning had to say? So Peyton Manning turned down both Fox and ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So no thank you. And he was talking at something in Arizona, like a management thing. And he said, I don't want to be a critic at this point. And he joked that I still do too many commercials. He turned down all that money. He doesn't want Fox or ESPN.
Does he still do too many commercials? He's not in Papa John's anymore. I haven't seen a Buick one or whatever that car deal he's got.
Does he still have Nationwide?
Nationwide, yeah.
Gone to the other guy?
They do it Nationwide.
Gospel R&B singer?
They do a whole bunch of
them. Well, yeah, they had Tori Kelly doing one, It depends. But he might still be involved. But I thought that was the most honest thing. So if he does go and do TV, he's got to be. But I think he still recognizes I'm too close to a lot of people. I don't want to have to go on there and somebody that I know or sure. I played with or I'm buddies with and, you know, point out how badly they're getting beat in a particular game.
Meanwhile, Romo did not care about this.
He did not care.
He jumped headfirst into those
no
waters.
No problem burning those bridges.
So, yeah.
I don't know, man. Andy Dalton, how can you not make that throw?
He sucks, Jim. Back to you. One other quick note, and this is a very, very minor change, but figured I'd bring it up. According to the Boston Globe, the NFL is moving their kickoff times of late games a
little bit earlier.
So Monday Night Football is now going to kick at 8:15 instead of 8:30. Okay. Thursday Night Football is going to kick at 8:20 instead of 8:25. And Sunday Night Football will kick at 8:20. These are all Eastern times instead of 8:30.
I didn't.
So 5-10 minutes. There
I did not know the difference in times. Boom, you could have gone with the new times and said those were the old times. And
this
I would
is one
have
of their
sure.
ratings things of saying it's starting too late on the East Coast. Because anybody who's been on the East Coast on a Monday night or Sunday night or a Thursday night will tell you it doesn't make any darn sense. Because those games go to half at like 10:30.
Sunday should be earlier.
Like, wait, what? It's 10. I'm ready for bed. The game just went to halftime.
Why doesn't Sunday start at 4 our time?
Because they have to clear, I think, that window. Because the last game started, what, 1:30, 1:20, the afternoon games?
Yeah, 1:25 for the late
so you go the,
national
But NBC's
game.
Its own thing.
Sure, you go 3.5 hours with those. So some of them don't end till 4:40.
It could start at 5.
Yeah, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to turn a Berman. They want the pregame show. They want everybody to watch the afternoon, turn to NBC, you watch Football Night in America, you do it for 45 minutes.
So they haven't learned that nobody cares about the pregame show?
Apparently not, but if they did, I think it would help ratings.
I think advertisers care because that's where they can get in all sorts of extra spots because they're so limited during the games.
Sure. So minute details out of the NFL, figured we bring all those up. I do have a couple of NBA notes for you coming up bottom of the hour, one about the G League and one about an owner, and I think they're both interesting stories. But it is time for your favorite segment, Stat or Story, next on The Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
There you go, Stat or Story time. Welcome back in 219. Hope your Wednesdays are going well. Thanks for being with us. Coming up bottom of the hour, a couple of NBA stories non-Blazer related. Will one change to the pay scale affect the way kids out of high school make their decision? Also, an owner extremely upset at his head coach.
Well, he should be for where the team was and where they should have been.
Yeah, we will argue rightfully so. Those are coming up in the bottom of the hour. But Stanner story time, what do we got, Swag?
First of all, I've missed doing this as I've been pulled in other directions over
you
the last
missed, like,
weeks.
A month straight of Stanner stories.
So I apologize.
We've had a few Swag editions of Stanner story, but it's not the same when he doesn't read them.
And I actually want to commend you. Your true or false was really good this week. You did one, I want to say it was last week, and Mike came in.
Yeah.
You should have let Mike do it. It's very mailed in. I think you were tired. I think you wanted to go home, but you were like, I should do this for the show.
I was trying to help you know, everybody else.
But you killed it this week, so I'm excited to get your stat or story back.
Well, here we go. Your first number is 22. Is it the total number of first-round playoff series the Trailblazers have lost in franchise history? Or is it the total number of inmates that have escaped from an open Japanese prison since it opened in 1961?
22.
You said first round?
First round playoff series.
Oh, this is a story. I said that rather confidently, didn't I?
I'm trying to think of the years, how many years they didn't make the playoffs combined with how many years they have indeed
been knocked out
one
and
past
done, yeah.
the first round of the playoffs. I will say that this is a stat.
It is a stat. Yeah. 22. 22 first-round playoff series.
How many years have they been a franchise?
Well, what, since 71?
Yeah.
So you're going on 50? Or no, you're going on 46, 47?
Ooh, almost half of our existence have been first-round exits.
So what, the first six or seven seasons they didn't make the playoffs, then 77, first time in the playoffs they win a title. And then from 78 to 90.
Wasn't great.
They won two first-round playoff series over that course of time. But, so yeah, 22 first-round playoff series this team has lost. No, it is 21 inmates. There is a small island off the coast of Japan near Hiroshima where they've put this open prison. And number 21 got loose just in this last week. 27-year-old Tatsuma Hirao, serving time for multiple thefts and apparently wandered off and started stealing again. There were some 6,600 different police officers who have been engaged in the manhunt for him. But yeah, apparently the island's only 22 square kilometers. There's 22,000 people in population on there, but it's a, I guess it's an open, because it's isolated on an island, so they're not tons of barbed wire. But yeah, he slipped the guards there.
Sounds like the easiest prison of all time.
Since he got out, he's swiped some socks, a mobile phone, a wallet, a pair of sandals, a car key. The police found a note from the fugitive saying, quote, "I'm borrowing your car, but I won't damage it," end quote.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick. If you could play a game where hypothetically you have one day and then after the one day they start looking for you, you play fugitive.
Isn't there a TV series that this has, like Manhunt or something? Some reality TV
there?
Thing? Yeah, I thought
where
there was something going on.
You're a fugitive and you
yeah,
try to
like
escape.
Yeah, they're like in pairs and they give you a head start and they got all these former FBI and CIA dudes after you.
Wow.
That would be a lot of fun to
try,
though.
You had to stay in the state of Oregon. How long could you not be found for? You get one day head start, so you get to pack like a bag.
Right, you get what you need, head out. I mean, I feel like I can make it a week.
I feel like I could make it a year.
A year?
I really do.
Got a lot of friends that'll help you on the lamb there.
Way too many
advancements. A lot of 80-minute betting going on.
Way too many advancements in technology to find you.
Oh, really?
A satellite beam your ass.
Really? You been to Dallas, Oregon? They rolling with security cameras everywhere?
Because the first place they're going to look is Dallas, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Because there's just cops everywhere looking for you all day.
That's where they're going to go.
You think a week?
Yeah, I don't think I would last that long. I also would get tired of it because I don't want to hide it from Martin. Why the hell am I hiding for? That would be a miserable life.
Well, you're hiding,
use
but
a
you're
cell
not.
Phone. You couldn't use a cell phone.
Yeah, you could. Burner phones.
Oh, bro, yeah. Just gonna go buy
I'm
a bunch of
Boost
burner
Mobile.
Phones. So you got this all figured out.
You put a lot of thought into this.
You can't walk, I
is there something
like
you want to share?
All the time. You can't walk into a,
real name's Rod.
A convenience store or a restaurant of any sort.
Yeah, you could.
They have security cameras. They'll
Dude,
pick you up.
You overestimate this so much.
What are you going to use to buy stuff? You could have all cash? How are you going to get your cash out?
You get one day. You get all your cash out.
So during that one day head start, they let you cash out your entire account, huh?
I'm saying, yeah, it's a game.
You're going to run out of money.
Let's play a game.
You can't apply for a new credit card. You're going to run out of money.
You act like if I go to some rando convenience store in a coastal town that's not big, I'm going to walk in, and they're going to, oh my God, it's
that's
him.
That's the guy.
No, nah, you wear a hat. You grow a stash. They just think you're
one thing that you can't do.
I can grow a mustache. A mean mustache. You take that
How long
comment
does Sprague last? I'm saying he lasts
less than a week.
Yeah.
Less than a week?
Yeah, I'll give you 4 days.
Wow.
4 days.
I might disappear from this show for
you guys. You guys already know this because you did your homework, but we'll go through it. The number is 30. Is it the field goal percentage for Damian Lillard through the first two games of the Blazers-Pelicans playoff series? Or is it the amount in dollars of the tarantula burger on the menu of Bull City Burger and Brewery in Durham, North Carolina?
I unfortunately saw this picture.
Yeah, and he's at 31% for the series. Yeah, I did the research on that one earlier.
Oh, look at you.
I actually tracked the numbers. Yeah, he's at 31%. But
is a disgusting picture, by the way.
Thankfully, I already ate lunch, but tell me more, Jason Swigard.
I'm tweeting it out here.
It looks like a charred tarantula put on your burger. The whole thing. It's the whole body, everything.
Yes, this is from the Bull City Burger and Brewery in Durham, North Carolina. It is Exotic Meat Month there, which I think we should employ here on this show.
Exotic Meat Month.
But yes, the tarantula challenge. They've made burgers with alligator, iguana, python, bison, turtle, insects. But yes, right now, for $30, You can get a tarantula burger, 100% North Carolina pasture-raised beef burger topped with Gruyere cheese, chili sauce, and an oven-roasted tarantula. However, they only purchased 18 zebra tarantulas, so you have to go into a raffle and they give one away a day. So you actually have to enter a raffle to be able to eat the tarantula burger.
There is zero incentive for me to go eat a tarantula.
You don't want to do that, huh?
Zero incentive.
What if it's good?
I don't want to try it. I draw the line with spiders. I'll go eat those crickets at Safeco or whatever they are. What are they, grasshoppers? What do they feed you?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah,
sure.
Fried grasshoppers. I'll eat those, but I draw the line with spiders. Too many legs.
What do tarantulas?
Long, hairy legs. No,
do they have meat? Or are they just like other bugs? Or just
there's
like the
be a little. There's a big spider. I'd imagine there's some meat
in
there.
We just tweeted it out at 1080 The Fan if you're curious what the tarantula burger looks like.
Yeah, no
problem. All right, finally, your last number, 300.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
Is it? 300. Is it the preseason odds in Las Vegas for the expansion Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup, who are now 7-2 favorites?
Yes, they are the favorites. I saw that.
Or is it the amount of money a robber recently stole from a Wisconsin hotel while wearing a I Heart Ho Ho Cake sweatshirt that has prompted the restaurateur for Mama P's to offer a year's supply of Ho Ho Cakes to whoever helps law enforcement catch the bandit? He's called the Ho Ho Cake Bandit.
It's better than the Poop Bandit.
This is just outside Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I'm going to go.
Our friends at Fox 6 now.
300. I'm going to go stat on this
one. I'm going to go stat as well.
They were for sure the odds on loser.
No, the Vegas Golden Knights were 158-1.
Okay. Did anybody have worse odds than them?
No, they were dead last starting the regular season to win the Stanley Cup. They became the first team to advance to the second round by sweeping the LA Kings last night.
I wonder what the cap on betting for that would have been.
Yeah, I don't know what they usually don't get too crazy.
Like if somebody walks in and goes, I want to lay 50 grand on the Vegas Knights to win the whole thing.
They probably would have taken it.
You think
at
so?
At that time, yeah.
Yeah,
there was no reason to think Vegas was going
to
be any good.
150-1.
Yeah, there's no reason to think they're going to be any good. It's a team of cast-offs that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
All right.
He's been amazing.
We go to town of Yorkville in Wisconsin. For this, there were surveillance cameras at the Quality Inn in the town of Yorkville. Captured a man taking $300 from the register there in a bright blue I Heart Ho Ho Cake sweatshirt. And apparently, there's a restaurant there, Lou Perrine's Place in Kenosha, that sells these things called ho-ho cakes for $2.50 a slice that his mom makes. And so there's all these. It's Mama P's ho-ho cake. So he has added to anybody who can go crime fighters and help him find. It will be a year's supply.
Year's supply of ho-ho cakes.
Ho-ho cakes. But they're made with Oreos and...
I was just going to ask, what is a ho-ho cake?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Are they made anywhere else? Is this special to Wisconsin?
No, I think this is just a specialty there.
No.
There are ho-ho cakes?
Well, if it's like the one I'm seeing on allrecipes.com, there are. But if he said Oreos, then these are different.
It's, so there's no actual ho-hos in it. He says it's a chocolate cake. His mom made it for his 9th birthday. She made what she called a ho-ho cake. She came up with the recipe. It was a huge hit. So they got him in the restaurant there. And now everybody's wanting to buy up the sweatshirts and T-shirts, though. They're flying off.
Hot take. I loved ho-hos more than I loved Twinkies.
More than Twinkies and ding-dongs?
Yeah. I loved a ding-dong. I actually like ding-dongs and ho-hos more than I liked Twinkies as a kid.
Yeah, I was not a huge Twinkie guy.
They were good.
They're good, but in terms of those kind of candies or treats, they weren't my favorite.
Did you ever have the friend who had the knockoff Twinkies?
Yeah.
Not good.
Cheaper version.
Oh, yeah. You could.
What about Susie Q's?
Susie Q's were okay. I like zebra cakes. Those were pretty good.
Yeah, the ding-dongs and ho-hos had the hard chocolate shell
on
them.
I know. That's what I liked about it. Mm. Nice fluffy cake inside. I think I would be Woody Harrelson if there was a zombie apocalypse like he is in Adventureland. Or he's on the mission to just find Twinkies. His whole life is just crap.
That's all he's looking for. What
and all he can find is snow caps or snowballs, whatever they're called.
They're all sold out again. All right, there you go. Sadder story every single Wednesday at 2:15. All right, we got an NBA owner who's ticked at his head coach or former head coach. We'll explain why. Also, a change in pay structure to the G League. Could it affect high school kids' decisions? Those are next. Hey, welcome back in 2:37. And answer all the poll questions for you coming up in the final segment. We had a lot of them. Kind of recap the day. It's been wild. Wild day here locally. A lot of Blazers talk the first hour and a half of the show or so. We talked a ton about the Major League Baseball to Portland proposals. Lots of that. If you miss any of it, you can go catch the podcast after the show. A couple of NBA stories I wanted to squeeze in here because I thought both of these were interesting. And the first one is in regards to the Tank Fest that went on in the NBA this year. Everybody was trying to lose and people were upset when their teams were winning. It was kind of a fun year to watch teams purposely try and lose basketball games. Well, Woj, on his latest podcast, had this story to tell of an NBA owner that freaked out after a game. He said, quote, "There were literally teams signing G League players, intentionally bringing up guys they knew could not play in the NBA because they were determined to lose. I've never heard more talk from office executives, frustration with coaches who were winning games they didn't want them to win. And owners, I know of an instance of an owner really berating his coach here in the past several weeks of the season for going in and beating a pretty good team on the road and going, what are you doing? Owners yelling at head coaches in the NBA about winning basketball games. That's the level of tank that we've reached.
Well, I mean, look, that's usually what can happen when you start talking about the future of a franchise and having one of the top picks in the draft. You get a lot of these owners that they get quite frustrated if you don't follow what they really want. And this was a year a lot of teams bought into the let's just tank. Our team isn't anywhere near good. Memphis Grizzlies, for example, was fielding a team of second round and undrafted players. I believe I know who this is.
Okay, you think? So they have somebody handicapped the owners. Vegas handicapper.
Okay.
I believe came out and said jokingly that Mike Budenholzer was the favorite in Atlanta.
Ooh.
The second favorite was Jeff Hornacek in New York because okay. They beat Washington and Cleveland.
Yeah.
The number three option was Sacramento. And because they beat Golden State on the road, and then Memphis, who won against Minnesota, not to mention the Blazers.
But yeah.
Those were the top four.
I'm going to have to go Jeff Hornacek here.
You think it was Hornacek
yes,
in New York?
I do. I think James Dolan is psycho. I don't think he knows how to be a good owner. And not only did they beat Washington at Washington on March 25th, they then went on, as you mentioned, they beat Cleveland the last game of the year. Cleveland did not try. LeBron scored 10 points, and then they sat him.
Guess what happened right after that game? Jeff Hornacek was fired.
He was fired, yes.
They fired him right after the game.
Terrible roster, but
right.
Jeff Hornacek is surely the problem. I think it was Jeff Hornacek in the Knicks. I don't think Budenholzer would have that happen to him. And who'd you say? Sacramento?
So
no.
Sacramento and Memphis were the other options.
Memphis doesn't have their head coach.
Yeah, so you're berating another coach or the interim coach, whoever the hell it was.
Yeah, I think it was Jeff Hornacek in the Knicks.
So I quite enjoyed that story. Woj says an NBA owner berating his coach about winning a game late in the year.
And can you really blame, in some respect, I can't believe I'm sticking up for him. I can't really blame an owner for being upset about this.
Not at all. You're purposely trying to lose. You're losing money as an organization because you put such a crap roster out there and you want it to go accordingly. If you're going to purposefully lose, you can't screw up and accidentally win a game.
Right.
You lose ping pong balls every time you win.
How bad? Let me ask you this question real quick. How bad do you think the Knicks were?
I would say
once Porzingis went down.
Yeah, when Porzingis went down, they were even worse.
Do you guys know? And if you do, then okay. But do you know where they're slotted to pick right now?
I would guess probably
ninth,
would be my guess.
What did you say, Swag?
Ninth,
and you said seven, eight,
seven or eight.
They're eighth.
Yeah,
that's inexcusable when your best player goes down and you have a ton of games to suck.
Right?
Well, you should be in the top five.
Weren't they right near playoff contention when he went down? Like and right
the,
around
yeah, they were flirting with the eight seed. Yeah, that eight seed's not very good. As
no,
we've seen with
but
Washington,
they had some ground to catch up. Here's why.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah, but they're separated by four games here. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. Four games would have put them in the top five.
This is the same thing we had with Portland last year. It's like you're four games removed from the eight seed or the top five pick in the NBA draft.
Here's why it's never practical. You can't ask coaches and players to change their overall mentality in how they go about preparing for contests. They are too wired. By the time they get to that professional level, to throw a game.
Right. That's why you do what Memphis did, and you go pick up a bunch of players that have no business being in the NBA.
But they're still, those players understand they have an opportunity. The coaches are still there trying to figure out. They, you know.
If, oh, I know.
If
I know
owners want their coaches to do that, they better go to them and give them a 2-year guaranteed extension and pay them a ton of money. That's even more ridiculous than having unreal expectations mm-hmm. to win given what's on their roster.
Yeah, because as Spray mentioned, those games, as you, they won against Washington and Cleveland on the road, and they're 4 games removed from being a top 5 or top 3 pick in the draft. Now, the ping pong balls could still break their way, but that's a big difference. But you're right. I mean, it's just hard to change the DNA. One other quick NBA story. This was interesting, and it's just kind of the sign of the time. So this is a story in the New York Times the other day. They're coming out with this NBA 2K league, apparently. Like, we all have player. I don't know how the hell it's working, but they came out with an NBA 2K league. And it was revealed that the guys who were playing in this 2K league are going to make a salary of $35,000 a year.
For 5 months, yeah.
For 5 months, mm-hmm. plus you get housing insurance and a retirement plan.
And you can keep all the money that you win in these big tournaments they
right.
have.
So you get this base thing, and then you get insurance, retirement, and housing. Well, when you dig into it and then you find out that they were paying G League players either $26,000 or $19,000 per season. Mm-hmm. This was a bad PR moment because you're playing video games player more than you're paying the actual guys who are playing the game.
Right.
So they announced this week that they have raised the minimum contract for G League players up to, I think, the same amount.
They're matching the video games. It's 35 yeah. grand.
So you can make $35,000 now playing in the G League.
Yeah, here's my, I don't have a problem with this. How many people are going to G League games and how many people are going to watch and go to the video game tournaments? It's a supply and demand situation. If you're getting people interested in your video game contest, playing basketball more than you are players playing the game itself, I have no problem with video game guys making more money.
Yeah, and you just need to pay those guys more. We'll see if it has any impact on high school kids wanting to go to the G League instead of, you know, we were getting that first one and the kid who was going to go to Syracuse is now going to do it. Pay him a little bit more. Maybe that incentive is a little bit higher for kids coming
What's
out of high
school.
What's the
number you think would have flipped kids?
I think if you get to 50.
You pay somebody in the G League
$50,000. I think you pay him $50,000.
They're saying no to college.
Not a super long, you know, it's not a 12-month thing, so you got some off-season there. So, I think they'll do it. But it wasn't going to be a $26,000 or $19,000. So
right.
at least a step in the right direction in that case for the G League. But they did it because NBA 2K players are making too much. All right, update you on the poll questions as who you're blaming. What's your off-season wish list for the Blazers? And where are you at with the Major League Baseball to Portland conversation? Are you buying into it? Is it actually going to happen this time? Next on The Fan. Hey, 249, Isaac and Sue coming up top of the hour. Let's rattle through some poll questions, shall we, before we set your viewing standards for tonight. Your Vegas Wild Knights advanced the second round.
My Wild Knights, yes. They indeed finished off the lowly Kings.
That was fun to watch. That was a nice little change of pace right after the Blazer game, flipping over and seeing the end of the Vegas game, watching
them
finish the sweep.
Yeah, 2 minutes or so if you flipped right over.
Yeah, and right around at the same time, so kind of cool to see that on the road, too. Decent number of Vegas fans in L.A., too. There was a pretty loud cheer when that thing ended.
Are you shocked that L.A. fans suddenly is now rooting for Vegas?
Well, I guess that's a valid point.
No,
that's
the
valid
Kings
point.
Fans have been pretty... Usually hockey fans, because they kind of have to, you know, bond together to try and keep up.
They're like the only ones there.
Yeah, so they're usually all in, but... It is L.A. You were down 3-0, and you only scored 3 goals in the entire series.
Kings got some good looks at the end there. They got some.
They did. That last save by Fleury was nuts on Dustin Brown. That was really cool. Poll questions today. Blazers are in an 0-2 hole, dropping both games at home. Who do you blame the most for the two losses? 68% of you go with Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. 14% of you place the blame on Terry Stotts. 12% went with Evan Turner and Yusuf Nurkic combo. And 6% said the referees. So most people going with the two stars. That's probably where you should start with your criticism of those last two games. We also asked a wish list for the offseason. Pick one of these things to happen. Which one? 41% said trading CJ for an all-star, if it's feasible. That's what most people want to see.
I hope that can happen, but I have a hard time believing you're getting an all-star in return.
Kawhi Leonard straight up. 29% of people said getting rid of Evan Turner. 24% said firing Neil O'Shea. And 6% did go with moving on from Terry Stotts.
Mm.
So some folks kind of feeling that way, right?
Yeah, quick turn and burn, by the way. They play tomorrow.
They do, yeah. We find they don't have the 2 days off thing. They play tomorrow, and then they play Saturday.
See, I feel like if the two-game thing is going to apply, it should be when you get a travel day and
you
then an extra day.
You when
in
you
town.
Have to fly from Portland to New Orleans, you'd get an extra day. But yeah. NBA scheduling,
look,
do your thing.
This is the least sexy television series in the Western Conference. As you know, tomorrow's game will be on NBA TV and not on TNT or ESPN.
Yeah.
So
Is it really on NBA TV?
Yeah, it's on NBA TV tomorrow at 6.
I got to go find somewhere to watch it.
So... So, yeah, they could care less about the travel schedule right now.
Yeah, that's kind of a wrap. We asked, what story are you more interested in right now as a sports fan? Blazer playoff woes or MLB to Portland? 70% of people said MLB to Portland. That buzz does it for you. Can't blame you. I'm in the same boat.
Ball to 0-2 hole, and let's vote the Portland.
Because there's still a lot of mystery in that story. There's really not much mystery in the Blazers-Pelicans series.
We know what the hell is going on there. And then do you actually think it's going to happen this time? Major League Baseball to Portland. Are you buying in?
Mm.
57% of people said yes, this time it's real.
Wow, okay.
43% of you said no, we're going to screw it up again.
I don't think it'll get screwed up. I think you really have to be patient. That'll be the trick.
We're talking years here.
If it's an expansion team, yes. You are talking a long time down the road.
Yeah.
The expansion will not happen within 5 years.
And so you will see them. You'll see this group. Obviously, they want to take advantage if Oakland can't get it done. And Major League Baseball says we're tapped out of options. So A's management, you can sell it. You can look to move, whatever you want to do. We think you've explored every option with the city of Oakland. You can move if that's what you need
to do. Did you see what Oakland did last night?
No, yeah. 40 people at the ballpark?
No. It was free because it was the 50th anniversary of their first game.
How many people went to their free game?
Oh, they had like 40,000 there.
They had 40,000 people show up.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Get it free. For free.
Yeah.
Because they're playing right now on TV, and there's about a ballpark, about 8,000 people there. So.
Good game, though, actually.
Empty stands.
Well, it's a lot of offense.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
You got three games in the NBA tonight. Pacers, Cavs, Jazz, Thunder, Timberwolves, Rockets. There's your triple header.
There you go. Pacers Cavs over on 910 ESPN Portland.
Boom goes the dynamite. And then you got four games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's going to be more entertaining tonight. Watch that. Thunder, Cleveland, OKC, and Houston roll tonight.
I go Indiana.
Indiana wins again, huh?
And I go Thunder, Houston.
Thunder's going to. Is Donovan Mitchell playing?
He says he's going to give it a go, but we'll
see.
That's
not a good sign. OKC is going to kill him. Blowouts. Check out the hockey. It's going to be on like the CW and TNT. No,
they're on Golf Channel today.
The Golf Channel tonight.
Wait, what?
It's Tampa? An NBC-owned network.
Yeah.
So
Tampa.
You've
and,
got games starting.
Are you lying to me right
I'm
now?
I'm not lying
no,
to
it's
you.
On the Golf
there
Channel.
Are two games on the Golf Channel tonight.
You guys want to know why people don't pay attention to hockey? It's because they put their crap on a Golf
Devil,
Channel.
Mike's Devils are playing on the Golf Channel.
That network's
at,
in more households than... than just about any of them.
Take that logic and shove it, Sprague.
I can't wait to watch the NBA playoffs on the MLB Network. Good Lord.
So we got that going for us. Watch it. That'll be more entertaining. All right. Miss any of it? Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. Maury Brown of Forbes joined us to talk about MLB to Portland. It was really good stuff. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Number one is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.